Show, you're in the thoughts. My name is Michael Goger. You're listening to BBS Radio. I'll be your host for the next hour doing psychic readings for the listening audience. Love doing it. I'm here twice a week, every Sunday and Thursday, 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And the calls are toll-free. Don't get no better than that. Toll-free, USA and Canada. Get your pen and paper out. I'll get the numbers out. They're all over my website, www.michaelgoger.com, and they're all over the BBS radio site. So bookmark them, navigate them, enjoy them. There's something there for everybody. Okay, toll-free USA, 1-877-876-5227. Toll-free Canada, 1-888-815-9756. And if you have a plan, you can dial direct 1-530-876-3222. And I'd like to make an announcement with my MySpace promotional and contest that we have running with MySpace. If you are a group member and you have a MySpace, if you attach my Yahoo group promo to it, to your MySpace, you go into a pool where once a week we pick a number and the lucky number gets a 15-minute private reading with me. We had a winner Saturday. It was Carrie Carpenter Stapleton, and she's a grand prize winner of a private reading with me. So get in the contest, and once you win your prize, you go on to a preferred list where if you're in my Pal Talk chat room show, you will be read before anybody else gets read. Eventually, the list will grow and become longer, so get on the list. I believe I have a caller, so I'll go right to the caller. And caller, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good.
Good.
What's your first name?
My name is Penny.
Penny?
Yes.
What part of the world, Penny?
From Wisconsin.
Wisconsin, good.
Yeah.
Welcome to the show. Thank you for calling. How'd you find us?
My sister told me about you.
Okay. Tell your sister I said thank you.
I will. Right. I'm sure she's listening.
Good. I hope she is. That's what I like, a lot of listeners.
Good.
I don't know if you ever heard me read, but your sister might have told you. I just... some guy that talks, and some of it makes sense. So
okay.
Basically, that's what happens. I hear and feel my imagery, and I just repeat what I'm hearing and feeling for you.
Okay.
All right, and hopefully it'll help and touch on some things you need to hear. I am going right to business, work, career, finances. I don't know if that's where you were hoping I'd go, but
okay.
It seems to be a lot of it around you. I'm getting a definite expansion with this now. Are you working?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
I'm helping a financial advisor. I'm her assistant.
Good. I was going to ask you if there was another female involved that had influence over you or was helping you. I feel like she's more than just a boss, even.
Yes, she is.
Yeah, a mentor, guide, friend.
Yes, a friend. I've known her for like 11 years.
Yeah, I feel good with this. Very nice connection.
Yes, there is.
Both above and beyond. This may be expanding, too, and I want to hang on. I keep hearing, hang on to something, hang on to, don't change anything just yet.
Okay.
I don't know if that makes sense to you. Were you thinking about changing? Or?
Nope, and she is slowly expanding her business, so.
There's an expansion, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm getting the expansion. The expansion is going to be good for both. And,
cool.
What I am feeling with this is almost like I may be offered something or tempted to do something with somebody different on the side or change something the way I do something. And I don't want to change anything. I just keep everything going the way it's going.
Cool.
Don't really alter anything in any way. It feels like everything's right on track and going just the way it should go. So.
Oh, good, because I'm part-time right now, so maybe it's going to get busier.
Oh.
So,
definitely.
Well, that's exciting.
Definitely. I can see it going full-time. Is that what the goal is? Or?
Yes, eventually.
Mm-hmm. I can see it going full-time, and I want to hang on for that. I believe that's what I'm being made to feel. Like, it's just a matter of time before I really don't need anything else. This will be taking care of me, so.
Oh, that'd be perfect.
Yeah, with the expansion that's going on. So stick with that and don't get sidetracked. You know, hang on as long as you can anyway. Because sometimes I feel like I think about maybe doing something extra or getting something more or going full-time somewhere. But it's kind of just a feeling and just a cycle and let it blow over. Don't let it influence you for the time being anyway.
All right. Well, that sounds good.
Yeah, at least until the expansion, I guess, is now or being planned or on paper or wheels are moving, but I feel 3 months from now it's really taking off.
Yeah, that would be about right, because then I would be here almost a year, and the summers do get really kind of busy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, within 3 months.
Neat.
I'm hearing 12 weeks since 3 months, so.
Mm-hmm.
You can expect to be either full-time or I want to say running it for her or doing what she was doing so she can be bigger and you can be bigger. It's a feeling like this type of a feeling. You know, you go full-time and
that's neat. Yeah, it kind of fits right in because there's somebody coming next month to the office to work with both of us to kind of show me more to do.
And you would be, and I think when the time comes when he goes full-time, like she's the owner and you're the one running it and the other one's working for you, so it's that type of an expansion.
Cool.
Like a chain reaction type feeling to it. So, and I feel like it'll be going well. Is there anything you had on your mind that I didn't touch on? Or
No, I'm real happy that I called you and got this much information.
Was that on your mind, the career and the expansion and all that?
Oh, definitely. It always is.
Mm-hmm.
It always is.
Good. And I can always go somewhere else if you really had something on your mind. But I feel like that's what Spirit wanted out there the most. So that's what I ran with. That's how I do it. And that's how I work. And just remember, I the grass is greener on the other side of the hill. I don't know why I'm saying that to you, but they're making me say this. It's like I feel like the grass is greener on the other side of the fence, and And it's illusional, and it's cabin fever, and it's only a cycle, and shake it off, and you're right on track as far as finances and career goes. You'll be doing fine.
Great.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Tell your friends about me.
I will, and thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
Okay, thank you for calling the show. If you'd like to know more, www.michaelgoger.com.
Okay, thank you.
All righty, thank you, Penny.
Bye.
All right, if you're just joining, you're listening to Your Inner Thoughts, and I'm doing psychic readings for the listening audience. I love to do it. I believe I'm good at it. I can do it all day long, so if you're waiting for me to get tired, it's going to be a long time. So pick up the phone, give me a ring. Even if you want to say hi, give me a ring. Ask me about psychic development. We can talk about anything, ghosts, metaphysics. Caller, how you doing? Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi. What's your first name?
This is PJ.
Suzanne?
PJ? Can you hear me?
A little louder, please.
This is PJ?
Oh, man, I'm hearing TJ now. Huh.
Maybe TJ.
Give me it one more time.
Let me see if I can turn this up. It's PJ?
TJ.
PJ. P as in pepper.
PJ.
Yeah.
PJ.
Right.
Is that good enough, PJ?
Yeah. I can't believe you can't hear me. It must be my phone.
Are you on a cell phone or a cordless?
No, I'm on a landline.
Okay. Well, you sound good now. So,
okay.
PJ, welcome to the show.
Hi.
What part of the world?
Minnesota.
Minnesota. Okay. Jump into your reading. You heard me read before?
Yep.
Okay. Wow, you got a lot of energy, PJ. A lot of energy I'm feeling with you. All right. Let's see. Interesting. I feel like, PJ, I feel like I'm falling in love or did fall in love, or I'm wondering if it is love. I'm being surrounded with hearts and angels and all kinds of good stuff here, home, family, health. I mean, it's really, but then I feel like I was just coming out of maybe a disturbance or an upset. Was there just an upset and it's starting to get better?
Well, my mom has been ill. And she's actually in the hospital right now. She was doing really well, and then just yesterday she had a little episode, and she's back in the hospital again.
Wow.
And it all has to do with her heart.
Well, you know, if I would have waited a second, I would have said mom and illness, because let me get this out. I do feel that it does get better.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting an increase in health, a recovery in health. So, and I feel like the angels are around this, because the minute I started talking to you, that I was like flooded with angels.
Good. That's good news.
Yeah, I mean, is there a special angel? Is she Catholic? Does she collect angels?
I bought her an angel last time when she was sick, and so she has it in her bedroom with her. But I was just talking to her on the phone, and she said to tell my in-laws that she has her good luck angel with her.
Oh.
They sent her like a little coin, an angel coin.
Good.
And she said, tell Bernie I have my angel with me.
Good. Because I was like flooded with them. It kind of like spooked me a little bit. There was so many of them.
And well, good. That means she's surrounded with them, because I was just talking to her.
Oh, yeah. And she knows how to transcend realities. I could feel her prayers being heard loud and clear, and her energy, and she must have a deep belief in spirit and a higher power, and she's being watched over and taken care of. So there is, I'm not going to say it's there's a miracle, but I do feel that there's a recovery and an increase in health, and maybe a nagging issue. Maybe she needs meds or more treatment, but I feel like it's being watched over and it's going to go well. So
good.
she's in good hands. I'm hearing she's in good hands. And let me see here. Now, I want to say, are you in a relationship?
Yep.
I get the feeling you're in one, and something good is, I mean, is there an anniversary or a celebration with you and him? Or?
Yeah, actually, we have our 15-year anniversary in May.
Oh, okay, good. Then that's what I'm hearing. So I'm hearing March, April, May. Yeah, 2 months I'm hearing. Within the next 2 months, it was a special occasion, and I feel like it's connected to relationship, and I feel like it's going well. I feel like you guys are meant to be together, and it's solid. I don't know how you feel, but that's how I'm being made to feel it.
Yep,
yeah,
it's good.
Yeah, I'm feeling like I'm with my soulmate, or I'm going to be with him forever, and I don't think there's any doubt about it. I just, it's going to continue to go that way.
Good.
Yeah, and something special with the celebration. I don't know. I don't want to ruin any surprises for hubby, but I just got a feeling that he's a special piece of jewelry or a trip or a vacation. I'm just getting a special gift. It's just above and beyond or a little different than usual. So
okay.
Maybe a surprise, but I feel like it's connected to our relationship, our romance, our love.
Okay.
And it continues to go on and on and on and on. Now, as far as career, arena, business, finances, I almost want to say there's like something new starting. Are you dabbling in your own business or thinking about it or getting involved? Or?
Well, I have my own little business, but my husband also is looking at... he has an idea for a line of apparel, and we've kind of been looking for an outlet for that. And actually, just yesterday, I got an email out of the blue, and it might be something that could connect in with his stuff.
Mm-hmm. Very good. I it's right on track. That's going to, because I keep hearing first, and I was mixing it with your husband, and you just starting, so it's a. It's a new venture for your husband, and you're also in your own business. And I'm hearing a new project, a new venture starting and picking up and taking off. Now, I don't know why, but I want to say sports. Is this your husband's thing sports connected? Or?
He's a very outdoorsy
kind
of guy.
Okay, will it be designed on that, outdoors? And
right.
And a man thing.
Yep.
Okay, because that's what I'm feeling. I feel like it gets popular, and there's something there. So chase that dream.
Cool.
Because I feel like it takes off. I feel like they're showing me horses at the gate, so I feel like it's going to do well. So, and do follow that dream.
Great.
Let's see. Keep hearing new. It must be the thing your hubby is launching, because it's a new enterprise I'm hearing. And,
He also is kind of looking for a new job a little closer to home.
Mm-hmm. And I was going to say, I was going to say if he's looking for a job also, there's one right on top of him. That could be within the next month, between a month and 4 months, he's also... got another job, or found something different close to the home.
Okay.
And or his business thing is full time, or that big or that good.
Okay.
So it's either or both. Now I feel like I'm going to further education or training too. Like either hubby or you are going to add to. The business, maybe the techie end of it, or the business end expanded or upgraded somehow.
Okay.
So, and I feel an artsy thing to this, too. Like I'm learning how to do what it is I want to do or add. So keep that in mind, especially down the road. Like you might have to go learn something first before you can add it.
Yep.
This is how I'm feeling.
Yep.
So
you're right on.
Yeah, you feel.
If we look into this new thing that could help him launch his, we would actually be going to learn how to use the equipment to actually print his designs on things.
Yeah, I can see that happening. They're actually showing me this being done, so that's how it's going to go down. And I feel it's also good and well done and no too big of a problem with it. I'm hearing flourishing with this new venture. For some reason, I don't know why, but for some reason I want to, not only with the outdoors, I want to do, I don't believe I'm going to say this, race cars and sports.
Okay.
So, you know, just keep it in mind. I don't know what your hubby's into, but I got a feeling there's going to be a connection or also a hot item with that, so.
Sure. Definitely sports. He helps coach my son's football and track and field team, so he's a sports guy, too.
Yeah, I really want to do the man's thing
with
this, specialize in the men I'm hearing. With the arts and crafts, and follow your intuition, because I feel like intuitively you're being guided on it, and you have a good connection to spirit, so listen to your intuition, his intuition, and follow the dream, because I feel like it's going to flourish for you, so.
Cool.
All right. So, I believe I'll leave you with that.
Sounds good.
Enjoy your anniversary. I hope it's a big diamond or a trip to Hawaii.
Well, I already have a couple of big diamonds. A trip to Hawaii would just be the icing on the cake.
Oh, that would be nice, huh?
Somewhere warm.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you for calling.
Thanks, Michael. Bye-bye.
All righty. Bye-bye. All right, everyone, if you're just joining, this is Your Inner Thoughts, and that's what it's all about, your inner thoughts. We become what we dwell on. Believe that. It's a universal law, universal spiritual law. You become what you dwell on. So your inner thoughts is what it's all about. So listen twice a week, every Sunday and Thursday, to Your Inner Thoughts with Michael Goger. And let me tell you where your thoughts may be taking you. Caller, welcome to the show.
Hi, Michael. How are you?
Good. Thank you. What's your first name?
Cheryl.
Cheryl?
Yes.
Okay, what part of the world, Cheryl?
I am from Pennsylvania, in the Poconos, almost near you.
Wow. Cheryl, you sound so familiar to me for some reason.
You know, I saw your picture on your website, and I kind of thought you looked very familiar to me.
Wow, it's almost like I've known you for lifetimes.
Well, I was brought to you by Amy.
Oh, by Amy.
You're Amy, yeah.
My little runt.
Your runt. Yes.
Yeah. How long have you known the run?
Just maybe a month. No, not 2 weeks. Maybe 2 weeks from Lisa Williams' website.
No kidding.
Yes.
No kidding. She told me she was in there.
Oh, yeah. She advertised you big in there.
Oh, yeah. She loves me. She's been
She's
been with me for 10 years.
Oh, well, she said that yesterday she went to court and everything went well.
Yes, and the reading I did for it was right on the money with her.
That's what she said.
Yeah, and she didn't want to hear it. She didn't want to believe it. And, and everything came through, just like I said.
Yeah, she was telling me. It's very, very, very sad. But hopefully it'll work out.
Okay, and for those that are listening, the mystical runt, Amy Richardson, she very good friend, and she runs MySpace, and she runs my MySpace, and she runs my Yahoo group. She also runs the promotionals and the contest for me. So she's a sweetheart. She knows what she's doing. She knows me better than I know me. And she's very good at what she does. So, Amy, if you're listening, I don't think you are. I love you, and I'll see you later. All right. Cheryl.
Yes, dear.
Let's jump into your reading.
Oh, my goodness. If you can read me, you are reading the ADD person here. I got so many things happening.
I can read you. I can
Good.
Read you. You know, I was a spy in a past life. I used to spy on the Egyptians for the Jews.
Oh.
So that's how I get some of my abilities to basically read anything and anybody anytime. So that might not be mind-blowing, but I can definitely give you something.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. You know, Cheryl, right off the bat, I feel that I'm going to get my way. I'm hearing to tell you I'm going to get my way in love or in a relationship or a friendship, something very deep. And there might have been a tug of war or something back and forth. And then I feel like I either win it or get it or it's hard to explain.
Hmm.
Like, is there something going on with friends now with you? Or
I have a friend that I'm kind of warring with right now.
Mm, like
well, my kids are warring with them, too.
I feel, was it a good friend and you kind of wish it wasn't happening? Kind of?
I like him. My kids hate him. It's back and forth, you know. But it's difficult. It's a version of love. Have I ever found love? I don't think so yet.
Okay.
I wish, but I don't think so.
Now, this was a love prospect? The
Well, if we're talking about the same thing, it's the guy I'm seeing now.
Okay. I believe it is.
Yeah.
I believe it is. And he's like backing forth or in a triangle. Does that make sense? Or why do I feel like you're competing with something with him? Is it his job, his family, his lifestyle? I feel like I win out over this and become almost like he comes closer to me and more into my life. I'm just saying what I'm hearing for you.
Well, there could be two here. One that I'm actually seeing and one my past, that there is a triangle, but the one that I'm seeing now, no, he loves me unconditionally, but I don't know if I feel the same way.
I think I'm getting all three.
Because I do have my devil that comes up on my cards all the time, and I know who that is, and there is definitely a triangle there.
I do feel that not only do you have that going on, but it maybe has plagued you in life before or even in past lives, like relationships.
Oh, yes.
I just feel like relationships was always difficult, messy, or confusing, or so. Now, let me see if I can get this straight. There's actually two men, your ex, which is somewhere in the past.
Well, no, it's the man that I love. My ex, I do have an ex. He's just, I don't even have a relationship with him anymore.
Okay, so they were.
But I have a man that I love.
Okay.
And I believe he loves me.
Okay.
But you can't have love when there's a marriage.
Oh, he's married?
He's married.
Mm-hmm. So that's
a big no-no.
That's what I was picking up on and being told.
Yeah.
That there's something you need to win out over. Remember me saying that?
Yeah, I don't know about that one, though, because I have totally disconnected myself with that world. Because I do want to ask you a specific question, if that's possible. And it does almost concern that triangle.
Go ahead.
You know, I've been meditating because a lot of things happen in my life. And I've been asking, I've seen my guide twice. And the other day, I just asked, what is her name? And the name Rebecca came to me. So I was very at peace for like 2 days. And then all of a sudden, I was like, Rebecca, that's the wife. And I'm wondering if she's starting trouble with me.
No. No, but I do want to reevaluate the situation.
Okay.
Does she know of you?
No, God, no. Nobody knows of me.
Okay, they're having problems. That I can feel.
Wow, that's forever. If you take the line of women that he has lined up to.
Yeah, she is anguished, I want to say.
Oh, yes, very much so, yes.
Anguished, and I doubt very much if they're going to make it or continue. And I want to say when that happens, you two are probably going to be drawn to each other.
Mm. I've been told that if that happens, that I need to stay well away. So that's what I've done.
I would avoid the chaos until the dust settles.
Right, absolutely.
That's how I would handle that. And I would definitely stay out of the middle of it because I feel like it does get nasty. And,
Very nasty. It is very nasty. That's why I stay well away.
Yeah, because I do feel he cares deeply for you. There is definitely a connection.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. Now, I feel like after the chaos and the dust settles, the two of yous are together. I want to say it's him and you coming together, so kind of prepare for that.
I don't know about that one, because the one right now, he really wants to pull me in, and I pull away,
Yeah.
And my kids are very powerful, and they push him away like you can't believe.
Mm-hmm. I can feel that. Now, what's going to happen is you're really not going to go and do anything in relationship until, I believe, this other gentleman dust settles. Because for some reason, I'm getting both of them in your heart.
Yeah.
And there's difficulties with both of them.
Oh, yeah.
And I feel like I'm going to be dealing with this for a long time.
Mm.
I would say for a long time. So I want to say this can go on for 4 months, another 4 or 5 months, and then you'll start hearing about the other gentleman probably separating and having problems. And then I don't believe this year is your year for peace in a relationship. It's going to be into the new year when things start coming together for you.
Mm-hmm.
Until then, it's going to be basically kind of just like being an observer, because you got that guy with his thing going on, and you got the other guy, and the kids don't like him, and so you're going to be kind of like stuck and just observing the way things go in relationship.
Yeah, I've been stuck for many years. I'm trying to get unstuck, though, and trying to come into myself in a more spiritual manner and pray and trying to be myself more.
I'm getting that, and it is working, and you're making progress, but I can feel the barriers and the confusion dropping away in the new year for you.
Wonderful. Nothing with money? No money coming my way?
Money, do you have anything going on that's being negotiated at all? A loan, a settlement, or
No, I have a review coming up at my work, but I've been kind of putting it on the line that I want more money, but nothing in negotiations.
Okay. I do feel that there will be a raise or a promotion.
Mm-hmm.
There's an increase, put it that way, after the energies evolve, make up their mind, kind of.
Why am I in such confusion with everything?
What's that?
The energies need to make up their minds. Everybody needs to. I'm in such confusion.
You know why?
I don't know.
You know why? Because it flows.
Yeah.
And you can't get to the head of the line from the middle, so you got to wait for the middle to catch up to the, point A to point B.
Yeah.
And it's just that this is the last of it for you this year here.
I hope so, because it's been a long time.
Yeah, this year here, I believe, is meant to rejuvenate and rebuild and focus and center.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's really going to take off for you in the new year.
Yeah, that's what I've been hoping for. Can I ask you one more question?
What do you got going on?
Well, my daughter has something going on. My youngest daughter, 14.
Okay.
And, oh, boy, is she trialing me, this girl. But she has a friend who has brain cancer. We just found out about 3 weeks ago. But she's doing well, but they say it's bad and in a bad spot. And I've been trying to prepare her.
Right.
Are you with me?
I believe the girl does okay. I mean, what's the diagnosis? Is it?
It's bad. It's a glioblastoma or something like that. It's in the brain stem. But she's on a treatment right now where it's like 4 weeks into it, and she's perfectly normal. I took them to the mall, last week or so, and everybody's like, where's the sick girl?
Yeah, because I feel like this treatment may help her.
Yeah.
I hope I'm right. Knock on wood. I feel good with her, really.
Yeah, that's what I'm feeling, too. I'm feeling peace now. I'm not worrying about her anymore.
Yeah, so they just showed me a picture of a whole family celebrating and clapping. So that's my sign that
Wonderful. That
there's good news.
Yeah.
So
we did just have a great fundraiser for her. We raised $24,000.
Good. Wow. Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't it feel good doing that?
Oh my God, I have to give back. If it's just a random thing, I have to do it.
Oh, I love doing it, man. I can do it all day long. If I knew every reading I was doing was generating money for somebody,
yes,
I could do it every day, all day. I love it that much.
My ex-husband gave me tickets to the Yankees, I think box seats or something, and what do I care about baseball and the Yankees? I got online and I said, the first person to call me, if you meet me, I'll give you these tickets, box seats with preferred parking, and nobody thought I was for real. The guy came, he brought his kid, he hasn't seen his kid in a while. Took his kid to the game, box seat, preferred parking, and that felt like heaven.
Wow. Awesome. Mm-hmm. All right. Cheryl, it was a pleasure meeting you.
Well, it was so nice meeting you. So we'll have to figure out where we know each other from.
Probably past lives.
Oh, my goodness.
I might have been a fortune teller looking for a ride.
Well, I know for sure
that
I think I kind of figured out who I was in a past life, so we shall see. Maybe we'll talk more.
Sure, thank you. I'm always here, and we're doing a lot more of it, Cheryl.
Okay, well, you take care.
Tell your friends about us.
I will definitely. Thanks.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Very nice lady. That was a pleasure. I like those kind of calls where you can kind of socialize, too, while you're getting the job done. If you're just listening, this is Your Inner Thoughts. I'm Michael Goger. I'm here twice a week. If you want to know more about me, www.michaelgoger.com. There's something there for everyone. We have contests going, promotionals. I opened up a psychic drive-thru. What you say? A psychic drive-thru. I can do instant readings on demand. All you got to do now is pick up the phone and call me. I do have hours for this, so go to my site, look for the link, psychic drive-thru, and go in and check out the hours. And also, the love that was put into this. My webmaster, Shailene Bassett, I can't say enough about her. She's my webmaster and producer of this show and keeps me going and keeps me wanting to go. So there's something there at that website for everyone. You can get onto MySpace there, my mailing list, my Yahoo group. My eBay links, I'm available on eBay, I'm available in email readings. There is even a question and answer board, Spirit Whisper, at that website. So there's something there for everyone, and I'm very proud of it. Don't forget, May 1st, Lisa Williams, big day for me. Probably the top of my talk show host career. I couldn't think of anybody else that I would want. Over Lisa Williams. So May 1st, Lisa Williams. Don't forget my co-host, Shannon Fossey, first Sunday of every month. Allison Bachman, the last Thursday of every month. Caller, welcome to the show.
Hi, Michael. This is Caroline from Toronto.
Welcome, Caroline. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, thank you.
How you doing today?
Ah, doing not bad, Michael.
Okay. Let's jump into your reading. I feel like you are a regular listener or heard me read before anyway.
Oh, long time listener, Michael, first time caller.
Really?
Yeah.
This is the first time you're calling?
Absolutely.
Wow.
And you're amazing. Everybody who's listening, this man is fantastic.
Very nice. Thank you, Carolyn. You heard me before then.
I listen to you on Sundays, and I realized last week you're also on Thursday.
I am on Thursday, and I'm looking for more. Right now we're trying to get AM and FM to pick me up anywhere. Please, if you have AM and FM connections or you're related to somebody in the industry, call me. How's that, Caroline? For
I like it. I like it.
Huh?
Do you think the world's big enough for Michael yet, though?
I don't know. You know, I think I could be as big as Howard Stern if they just let me do it.
I know you could be bigger than Howard Stern. Bigger.
That would be nice. I want to mix Howard Stern and Don Imus together and Michael Goger. And,
oh.
And see, and we'll come up with a psychic Larry King. How's that? And I love doing it. That's what you're hearing. So, but anyway, if you are AM and FM out there, somebody's uncle, somebody's daughter, and you want a friend for life, get me an AM and FM. All right, Caroline, let's jump into your reading. It was very nice of you to come in and say those wonderful things about me. I appreciate it. Caroline, a lot of work and business and money here with you. Did you just change jobs or leave one and start another? Or?
No, I'm thinking of leaving. I'm not quite yet, but my husband and I also own racehorses, so we're sort of in between starting a kind of business and, you know.
Wow, this is
trying to move to the country.
Awesome. This is exactly what I'm being shown. And the dream will come true, I'm hearing.
Oh, that's good. It's been a long dream, my friend.
Yes, I can feel that, and it's going to happen because what they're showing me is, like, I almost want to get away from what was or the rat race. And
that's exactly it, Michael. That's spot on,
yeah.
My friend.
I can hear a man saying, I want to get out of the rat race, or I want to get away from what was, what's accepted, what we were. I want to separate from it and do something different and enjoy it while we're doing it. So, and it's definitely connected to starting a business and I believe relocating or changing. I feel like I'm doing a makeover in a lot of different areas. Friends, even connections, socializing, where I'm living, that's even thoughts and activity and it's incredible. It's like a total makeover with the split. There's a split and then a total makeover and success. Now, and it's definitely connected to business, Caroline. I'm getting that right off the bat. I want to say that I'm hearing something, almost like I won something or I know how I'm going to, like I stepped into the money that I need and the connections that I need are kind of like on the way or I find it or it's given to us.
Yeah, it's weird. We got a stock tip, so we put some money in a stock, and then we also own racehorses. So I just get this feeling the money will come at the right time.
It is. It's like it's being handed to me, and it might be now the stock thing. I heard a bell ringing, so it could be the stock. Because I feel like I'm, like I either stepped in it or I won or it's a bonus or it was chancy and it paid off. This type of a feeling with it.
Exactly.
Now, and I'm being notified about it. I feel as soon as, I mean, it could be, I want to say 1 month I'm hearing things with this. It feels that good and that strong to me. Like I'm right on top of it, so. Whatever. I mean, keep an eye on the stock. Be alert to anything that you can step into. A connection, networking. I just feel like I leave behind the old world and I have an easy transition into the new world. So keep that in mind. And I feel very blessed, very fortunate, very lucky. all these things rolled into it. So keep an eye on the mail. They're waving a letter at me, so there's good news coming through a communication of some kind. So,
hey, I got a question for you, Michael, a little metaphysical question, because no one ever asks you other questions.
Go ahead,
I had a pet who passed away. It was this amazing cat, but it was like a dog in a cat's body. It was awesome. He just passed away last week. He was a great little friend.
Mm.
Can a cat come back as a dog?
That is an awesome question. Wow. You know, I got to be honest and say I don't know.
Me neither.
You know that I'm going to, matter of fact, you got me curious. I really don't know. I don't believe so, but that is an awesome question, Caroline. I don't know the answer.
Okay.
As much as I read and studied about reincarnation, you have me, you got me stuck.
Hey, it takes a lot to stump you, my friends. You know a lot.
I do. You know, I do know I communicated with animals and spirit. I do know that they're around us in spirit, but I'm not quite sure about the reincarnating. Interesting. So the baby left when he, you said a month ago you lost him?
No, just last week.
Just last week?
Yeah, it was a cool little pet.
Hmm. Now, this was a cat?
Yeah, but it was like a dog. It'd come and cuddle and, you know. My husband and I loved her so much.
I can feel that. I can feel that.
So I said, before she was passing, I said, come back as a dog so we can take you everywhere with us.
Interesting. Interesting. Very interesting. I want to say you get another pet. I mean, are you talking about getting another one?
Oh, yeah, we're going to get another pet. We've talked about it, for sure.
Because I'm hearing in my head, tell her she's going to get another baby. So this is telling me that you're going to get another pet, and it's going to be a baby.
Excellent, excellent.
Also,
more pets need to be loved.
Also, you're in a cycle of birth. It's really interesting because your ideas are birthing and manifesting, a lot of them.
Yeah, and I'm changing. I'm starting to start working. I'm a city girl, Michael, but I'm starting to do some courses on alternative healing with animals and race horses and things like that. So
very good, very good. Follow that. That and starting a new life. Follow that dream.
I will, my friend.
Because
and no matter where I go, I'm always going to listen to Michael Goger.
Nice. And tell your friends about me.
Hey, I will, my friend.
Spread
Thanks
the word.
Thanks again, Michael.
And listen, you and your husband are the connection. It's like positive and negative. Together, you can do more spiritually.
Absolutely. He's good. We're like the yin and yang. We bring out the best to each other, and we're also good teachers for each other.
I can feel that. You guys, if there is such a thing as soulmates, it's you two.
Yeah, can't get rid of him. He keeps following me every life, Michael.
Okay,
thanks, my friend. Love you.
Good luck. Take care. God bless. All right. Nice lady. Nice lady. Good energy. I can talk with her all day. All right, everybody. If you're just joining, I am Michael Goger. We're running out of time. There's probably enough time for another call. If there is one, send it through. If not, I'll just keep on yakking. Remember, you can get to me in eBay. I am looking for work. Give me a radio job, buy a reading, anything. Keep me busy. I'm working from home, and I like to keep the wheels moving. So anything you can do to get my show out there, we're pushing it in the local area, radio stations, newspapers, free publications. There's only so much you can do with free, so word of mouth is the biggest thing right now out there. So tell your friends and print up my flyers and hand them out. Caller, how you doing?
I'm doing good. I tell all my friends about you. put a newsletter out to promote you weekly.
You're a stinger. You're not tricking me this time. I know who he is. Haley Bassett.
I am.
Producer, owner of Michael Goger. That's what you are, girl.
Your pain in the butt.
You keep me up and you keep me pretty and you keep me out there, so without you, there'd be no Michael Goger.
Not true, my friend, not true.
Stop blushing. I can feel you blushing.
I was. That's why I called, to tell you stop embarrassing me on air.
What did I forget today? Anything?
No.
We got
not
Lisa
that I
Williams.
Can think of.
Lisa Williams the first.
The drive-thru is open. You forgot CW Plus on the 16th, or the 23rd, sorry, and Jane Hitchcock on the 16th.
Yes, I was going to throw that in just as I was leaving. If you're having problems on the internet, stalking, blogging, any type of harassment, woe to the bad guys, right, Shay?
Oh, unbelievable. Haltabuse.org. They're unbelievable.
Yep, and they can help you. There's dozens of people there that are trained advocates, and they are just waiting to see your stalker.
That they are. They took my stalker and trained me to handle it, so that's good.
Yeah, we're going to do a show on adolescents and children on the internet. Ms. Jane Hitchcock will be with me. What day is that, Shay?
On March the 16th.
March the 16th. And that'll be a good show because we all have kids and grandchildren that have mouses and keyboards. I want to make sure they're safe and give you some place to go and ask questions if you have any. We also have a small businessman.
Yes, we
do. As a guest. Sunday the 23rd. Starting a product for green. Go green. And organic fertilizer and what it's like to start from scratch and to be a businessman in today's world. So that'll be a good show, right?
That's going to be really interesting.
Okay, and what else we got, Shay? We got a few seconds anyway, so let's brag a little bit. What can they do? Join the Yahoo group?
They have to join the Yahoo group and the mailing list because the newsletter goes out once a week, and that's just unbelievable.
Okay.
And they got to go to your site.
And the newsletter. You're also the creator, author of the newsletter.
I love doing the newsletter. It's fun, and we get a lot of feedback from that, too.
Quite a few comments coming in on it. Very nice newsletter. And you can get that by joining the mailing list or the Yahoo group. So if you like to get our newsletter, there's a lot of fun things in there, interesting stuff, and it's getting better. My new co-host, Shannon Fossey, she has a forum in there. If you have any questions on metaphysics, I take it any question at all, really. Mail it to Shannon. Her info is at my website, or to Shailene, and we'll get it to Shannon, and she can answer your question in the newsletter. So that's
and we have Allison Bauman once a month, another fantastic lady.
Yes, Allison Bachman, Bauman. I used to call her Bauman, then I heard a promo that said Bachman. I said,
oh, I said it wrong too then.
I said she never. She never corrected me. So, but anyway, Allison Bachman. She's a fantastic numerologist. I love the way she does her numerology. She's so natural with it. It flows out of her like she's a medium, and she's just talking, and somebody else is coming through. So, and she also has a show every Monday night here at BBS Radio. Visible by Numbers, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I recommend you catch a show and write that on your calendar. And what else we got? We
promote to get your show streamed. All the information is at the website, www.michaelgoger.com.
Yes, we have a link that can be used as a promotional streaming email. You can send it to any radio station, anywhere. And ask them, would you be interested in streaming this show? Now, what else we got? I feel like we're missing something. We got the eBay covered. You can get me an eBay if you for reasonable prices. If you're a local charity or a organization and you want a shout-out, let me know. I will help local charities advertising their fundraising or their events of any kind. As long as it's helping somebody in the local area, I'd be willing to hear about it. So email me at michael_goger1@yahoo.com. Now, let's see. And I think that's about it, Shay.
I can't think of anything else.
What are you doing, hanging up on me?
I am, yes. I just called in, you know.
You get tired of hearing from me, don't you?
I hear from you every day. I hear you in my sleep, so I'm just used to it now.
For 6 years, every day. And I don't know how these girls do it. The run, my wife, you. It's phenomenal. My voice will drive you nuts after a while. Everybody says, shut up and read.
speaking of that, when are the Pal Talk shows coming back, Mr. Goger? Like, your listeners want to know this.
They're coming up soon. We got the hours. We got we're looking for volunteers to help us keep this room trouble-free. You just can't open a chat room and leave it. Or turn you back. I mean, you got to have greeters and somebody, security. And so we're putting it together, everybody. Bear with us, and we will be doing it. And we'll keep you posted through the mailing list and the newsletter. Let's see, what else? It's going to be soon, because I am itching. I love the chat rooms. I love doing the chat rooms. It's just all the work that's involved. We're looking for volunteers. If you're disabled, homebound, elderly, don't get out much, would like to sit in the chat room for 3 hours and help me run things, keep an eye on what's going on in the chat room. I believe somewhere down the road there'd be a valuable, interesting opportunity for somebody. So email me, Michael_Goger1@yahoo.com. If you're interested in helping me out with my Pal Talk shows, I'd love to hear from you. So I think that about covers it. We got to say goodbye, Shay.
Au revoir.
Shay. Shay, are you there?
Yes, I am. I'm just saying goodbye to all your loyal listeners.
Okay, and we'll see everybody Sunday, right?
Yep, with Jane Hitchcock.
With Jane Hitchcock and the organization haltabuse.org, and it will be Internet Safety for Children, so don't miss the show. Shay, take care. I'll see you later.
Okay, you too.
EBS Radio, thank you. You're the best. You're the only radio station on the planet. And goodbye, everybody, until next week. Remember, your inner thoughts is what it's all about. You become what you dwell on. Keep that in mind. Take care and God bless.